National Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 2004. This is issue number 228, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is 419-228-6223. If you live in the United States of America or Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org/member and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Well, we're going to swing right into look at the AM switch with Bill Hale. We've got a lot of material to cover, so let's get to it.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for this March 2004. First of all, call letter changes on 770 WKTW in Gannett, Pennsylvania is now WKFB. 790 WRIT in Bamberg, Denmark, South Carolina now goes by the calls of WVCD. 810 in Jacksonville, Alabama, WNSI is now WCKS. The former WVOJ on 970 in Jacksonville, Florida, their new calls WNNR. The new 1030 station in Tye, Texas, which is a suburb of Abilene, has taken the calls of KWFA. We'll have a bit more on them a little later. On 1060, KKDS in South Salt Lake, Utah, now KDYL. 1170, KENT in Honolulu, Hawaii, has taken the calls of KJPN. 1250 KEYT Santa Barbara, California now goes by the calls of KZER. 1370 KJPN Pearl City, Hawaii now KENT. WNNR in Fernandina Beach, Florida on 1570 now goes by the calls of WVOJ. 1580 Morovis, Puerto Rico was WMTI now WEKO. And on 1590, KUNX in Ventura, California has taken the new call of KKOM. Grants for new stations on 830, Sandy Springs, Georgia will have a station when built. They will be 50,000 watts day, 2,400 watts at night with two separate patterns. The day pattern uses two towers while the night pattern uses six. Sandy Springs is a far north suburb of Atlanta. And that 1030 in Tye, Texas, we mentioned in the call letters, has been granted 5,000 watts day, 370 watts at night with two different patterns directed to the southwest. The original application for this facility was submitted 16 years ago this month. CP's now on the air. KGHT in Sheridan, Arkansas is on the air with the increased day power, 50,000 watts days, 220 watts at night, directional at night only, and they have 31,000 watts during critical hours. 1130 WRKY in Murray, Kentucky is now licensed for 1,500 watts day non-directional, 250 watts at night, and 1,500 watts during critical hours. The nights and critical hours are directional. They use two different patterns for those. 1460 KTFW in Burleson, Texas is now on with 5,000 watts day, 700 watts at night with two different patterns. WAZN 1470 in Watertown, Massachusetts is now on with 1,400 watts during the day, 3,400 watts at night using two patterns. The day pattern is directed northwest while the night pattern goes southeast. It's also a change of city of license from Marlboro, Massachusetts. WGEN 1500 in Geneseo, Illinois adds a whole watt at night. They're now 250 watts during the day and 1 watt at night. 1580 WANB Waynesburg, Pennsylvania is now licensed for daytime only, 720 watts non-directional. And WSWK 1690 in Avondale States, Georgia, the CP to move to this Atlanta suburb with 10,000 watts days and 1,000 watts at night. The transmitter coordinates are the same as WATB 1420 Decatur, Georgia, so we assume they are sharing one of WATB's towers. Grants to existing facilities, 550 WASG Atmore, Alabama. The station is licensed for 3,400 watts during the day, 143 watts at night. They had applied for a move to Ensley, Florida, which is near Pensacola. However, they've now received a CP for 10,000 watts day, 143 watts all non-directional. back at Etmore. WJNA 640 in Royal Palm Beach, Florida is granted a CP for 25,000 watts day and night using two different patterns. WRJR 670 in Claremont, Virginia is granted nighttime operation. Will be 20,000 watts during the day, 3 watts at night, using the same directional pattern all hours. Of course, that night pattern will be quite a bit smaller. KKMC 880 in Gonzales, California has been granted a CP to increase its night power. When built, there'll be 10,000 watts day and night using two patterns. 980 WPGA Perry, Georgia. The station is licensed for 5,000 watts day, 270 watts at night, all non-directional. They had applied to move to Macon, Georgia, with 1 kilowatt during the day, 18 watts at night. However, they later applied to move back to Perry, actually remain in Perry, with 2,600 watts in day, 80 watts at night, non-directional, and that has been now approved. The CP for the move back to Perry covers using the original tower but adding an additional 190 feet in height by installing a, what they call, a three-wire folded unipole with insulators in the guy wires, and they'll be adding a new quarter-wavelength ground system. They also changed from a Class B to a Class D station, which means they have less than 250 watts at night, waiving their right to nighttime interference protection. 930 WHLM in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania has been granted a CP for 1,000 watts day, 18 watts nights, all non-directional. 980 KICA Clovis, New Mexico will add 2 towers and increase the daytime power to become 50,000 watts during the day, 172 watts at night, directional during daylight hours only. KRCN 1060 in Longmont, Colorado is granted an increase in day power from a new transmitter location. The night operations remain at the original site. When built, they will be 30,000 watts during the day, 111 watts at night, all non-directional. On 1080, WHOO in Kissimmee, Florida has been authorized to add 2 towers to their array for a total of 5, and they'll increase the daytime power and add critical hours operation. When built, they'll become 19,000 watts during the day, 10,000 watts during critical hours using 2 different patterns. 1190 KXMX in Anaheim, California, the CP is for an increase in daytime power, decreased nighttime power, and a move to a new 3-tower site. Also, they've been authorized to change their city of license to Paramount. When built, they'll become 25,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night using 2 patterns. WSUA 1260 in Miami, Florida has been granted 50,000 watts during the day, 20,000 watts at night using 2 patterns. 1280 WDNT in Dayton, Tennessee has granted a CP to reduce the night power and relocate the transmitter site to that of the former WREA 1520 in Dayton, using that tower and ground system. When relocated, will be 1,000 watts during the day, 31 watts at night, non-directional. 1320 WBRT in Bardstown, Kentucky will be adding a nighttime service. When operational, there'll be 1,000 watts during the day, 44 watts at night, all non-directional. WEBY 1330 in Milton, Florida has been granted 25,000 watts directional during the day and 79 watts non-directional at night. 3 new towers at a new site will accommodate the day pattern while the night service remains at the present location. 1330 WGFT in Campbell, Ohio. The station had been a 2-site operation, but now has been granted 500 watts day, 215 watts at night, using 2 patterns from the original day site. 1410 KDBS in Alexandria, Louisiana has been granted a CP to reduce the nighttime power and relocate the transmitter. When built, will become 1,000 watts during the day, 30 watts at night, all non-directional. 1430 WOWW in Germantown, Tennessee. The station currently operates from 2 sites, but this CP authorizes them to co-locate the day and night sites at the former night site. When built, the facilities will still be 2,500 watts during the day, 2,500 watts at night, directional during nighttime hours only. 1470 WCHJ in Brookhaven, Mississippi is on the air from a new site with 1,000 watts day, 66 watts at night, non-directional. 1490 WDEP in Ponce, Puerto Rico has been granted a power decrease to become U1, which is non-directional, 3,600 watts day, 790 watts at night from a new site. They'll be sharing with WLEO 1170. Also in Puerto Rico, 1560 WRSJ Bayamon granted 5,000 day, 5,000 watts at night with 2 patterns. And 1590 KELP El Paso, Texas has been granted an increase in daytime power to become 50,000 watts during the day, 800 watts at night using two patterns. Jumping back a little bit to 1450 WYFY in Rome, New York, the station which is last reported to be silent and is indicated as such in the AM log, is to return to the air and be operated as a satellite of WYFQ 930 in Charlotte, North Carolina. The application states that the station will satisfy the FCC rules by having a part-time employee visit the station once a week, originate a certain amount of local programming and local public service announcements, maintain a public file in Rome, and have a toll-free number for the benefit of Rome residents. Some engineering amendments to applications which have been submitted. WMLK 920 in Metropolis, Illinois is licensed for 1,000 watts day, 73 watts at night, all non-directional. The station has a pending application to add three towers to become 1,000 watts day, 900 watts at night, directional at night. This amendment changes the alignment of the towers with a reduction in the night power. And if this is granted by the FCC, the station would become 1,000 watts during the day, 750 watts at night, directional at night only. KBIS 1150 in Highland Park, Texas, after being turned down initially, the owner has resubmitted the application with critical hour operations added. They now seek 25,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, and 25,000 watts during critical hours from two sites and using two patterns, one for daytime and critical hours, the other for nighttime only. Some odds and ends from here and there. It has been reported that the following stations have gone silent in the past month. WLNR 1230 in Kinston, North Carolina. WION 1430 in Ionia, Michigan. WIRL 1270 in Louisville, Mississippi. WISL 1480 in Shamokin, Pennsylvania. And KAMI 1580 in Cozad, Nebraska. Turning the power back on, WNKX 1570 in Centerville, Tennessee. They've been reported to be back on the air. Format is syndicated talk, and they're no longer parallel to WNKX 96.7. WTCK 1210 in Bartlett, Tennessee is reportedly back on the air with Music of Your Life. They had been off since July of 2003 due to transmitter problems. CKY 580 Winnipeg, Manitoba is into their simulcasting phase of leaving the AM band. The AM programming ceased as of 0900 Central Time on January 21st and is now parallel with CKY FM 102.3 with 80s, 90s, and new adult contemporary music. After changing calls from WGSE, WVCC 720 in Hogansville, Georgia has added Fox Sports to their talk formatted lineup, and this is for the Atlanta market. They include Rush Limbaugh and Paul Harvey reports. The slogan is The Voice, and they are no longer simulcasting WGST 640. Also in Atlanta, WQXI 790 has lost one of their four towers to a crew which was clearing trees in the area. For now, they are operating non-directional 28,000 watts day for 500 watts at night until that tower is rebuilt. WGGM 820 in Chester, Virginia, which is in suburban Richmond, has been fined $19,600 by the FCC for numerous violations, one of which was exceeding the authorized nighttime power limits. WGRP 940 in Greenville, Pennsylvania, was set for license cancellation on January 5th due to being silent for a year on that date. However, the owner was successful in getting a STA extension for 180 days. The extension was granted on December 17th and expires June 17th of this year. Since they went to the trouble of filing for an extension, it is assumed they plan to return to the air or have a potential customer for the AM facility, which is dark. The FM has continued to operate as the co-located FM transmitter antenna has been moved to a nearby cell tower, and the studio transmitter building and property, including the two AM towers, is on the real estate market. Still in the news, WHOW 1520 in Clinton, Illinois, reportedly back on the air with a regular schedule now and has settled in a new format, which is adult contemporary. According to the station manager, conversations broadcast on the morning program, the locals in Clinton aren't too happy with the new format, as they had programmed country and western prior to their demise over a year ago. Network news is from CBS. A new station on 1570 in Laval, Quebec. The new facility has 10,000 watts day and night authorized with a single directional pattern which favors the northeast. However, reports indicate they've been testing with 1,000 watts non-directional. Listen for them playing a mix of 50s to 80s music and French announcements. And finally, here's a DX tip. The Oldies Radio Network has replaced the Boss Radio Network in Kentucky. The following stations comprise the network: WPRT 960 in Prestonburg, WPKE 1240 in Pikeville, WFTG 1400 in London, and WBPA 1460 in Elkhorn City. There are now Oldies with a sports format from CNN and Westwood One. IDs at 59 past the hour include the network list, then CNN News at the top of the hour. Promos consist of mentions of their large coverage areas and program content. And that's AM Switch for March. Wishing you the best of DX, we now turn you over to John Barker.
National Radio Club.
Well, thanks once again, Bill, and hello, everybody. This is the Travelog program segment of the audio service, and today we're going to do things just a little bit differently, but I want to start by saying hello and giving great thanks to Mike Lance for a tape he sent in this last month. Mike, I'm going to be sending you a cassette, but just to show you sort of a little sample of what's coming, listen to this. Okay, I'll send you that and some more on a cassette, Mike. Oh, and Bob Rathbun, he sent in a cassette with IDs from a recent trip to Nova Scotia. I've enjoyed hearing that tape so much, Bob. Thank you. And getting the new recordings for several stations there. Oh, and the set from Wilmington, North Carolina. That's all new to the collection, too. So please say hi to your charming wife, with whom I've spoken a couple of times by telephone over the years. Well now, do you recall from last month's program that I ended the travelogue in West Palm Beach, Florida, and told you that a new set of call letters was now being used there? Well, my lovely wife, Linda, heard my comment and said, you know, we ought to go over there and get a new recording of the station for the travelogue. So a few days later, we piled 7 radios and tape recorders into the car and set off to cover all the stations we were missing from the travelogue in southern Florida. We did pretty well, and it took us 2 days. So today, to start the travelogue, I thought I'd play for you a couple of the recordings we made on that trip, and we can all chuckle along together, I hope. Now, some of you seasoned listeners to the travelogue will recall my recording back about 10 years ago of the 550 station in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Remember that? The announcer really didn't want to say Pawtucket, remember? And he preferred to say Providence. Well, here's my new winner in that category.
The turnpike between Atlantic Avenue and Boynton Beach Boulevard, Avalon Estate.
We all know that money doesn't grow on trees, but it does grow with a high-yield certificate.
You know, I've been in this broadcast business one way or another since 1946, and I've never heard anything like that. You're going to hear from that station again in a few minutes when we pick up back on the travelogue, because that is the next station at 8:50 on the dial. By the way, if you missed it, play back the tape. It's there. There's a complete ID. But also on this trip around our Sunshine State, we drove up the Atlantic coast. And this was on a Friday, mind you, so it wasn't the weekend crew on duty. I guess one of their commercials ran long shortly before the hour. And so this is what we heard.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Barbara Britt. Michael Jackson supporters in Santa Maria, California, where the pop star is being arraigned on charges of child molesting. Jackson, upon arriving, questioned by reporter.
You know, it was so confusing, I swear, that the newscaster from New York got confused, too, although, of course, she couldn't hear what was going on. Could you make it out okay? I knew what to listen for, so it wasn't tough at all, but that station is 1490 in Vero Beach, and the call letters are WTTB. Yeah, it's all there, but, well, what say we get back to the travelogue business, because last month and this month we set out to travel across the country with our dial set at 850. Back we go to West Palm Beach once more, where we spent the night, and on our third attempt to get a respectable ID out of that station at 850 on the dial, we caught this one.
I'll be right back in the Savage Nation.
Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation on WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, South Florida's new Live 85.
Hi, Greg Vidal from AM 640 WJNA. On behalf of JM Lexus, I'd like to wish you a happy new year and hope that 2004 becomes
I don't understand that part either. Perhaps next month or the month after, I'm going to play you a recording we made on this same trip from Arcadia, Florida, where the fellow doesn't know what the call letters are, because he gives two different sets of call letters, one of which is the past call letters, the old ones, and one is the new one. let's go on with our travelogue. So we move to the northwest, to Birmingham, Alabama. And yeah, I know many of you don't think of Birmingham as being to the northwest of many places. But let's go back to the 1960s and hear what Ron Gitshire picked up for us over 40 years ago.
This program came from New York. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. WILD Birmingham, first in the heart of Bixby.
Now, let me make 2 points. First of all, Ron, hey, that's great. Thanks so very much for preserving that. Secondly, of course, that was done with a microphone up against a loudspeaker, and you can hear the kind of problem that we would have if people turn in tapes to us with a microphone in front of a loudspeaker. Normally, I simply wouldn't be able to use it, but in that case, going back over 40 years, I guess that makes an exception. So if you ever have a chance to make recordings, be sure you make them straight through with a boombox sort of thing. Don't put a microphone in front of a loudspeaker, because chances are we simply won't be able to use it. Anyway, let's see. Dale Hamm is no stranger to Birmingham. And back some 14 years ago, Dale sent me this next ID from his old hometown.
What's wrong with my cheek?
Radio Network News, this is Kim Taylor.
That call remained in effect for over 10 years, but then my good friend and neighbor George Guler took a recorder up to Birmingham back in, 1998, and recorded this ID from them.
What do you see? It says, and now back with more Radio Disney.
AM 850, WMKI, Birmingham.
Hey, Cheryl Brooks here, and time for Dreamtime coming up this hour. Alone, we've got God Help the Outcast and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Also, Love Will Find a Way. Goodbye from the Spice Girls right now.
And then, you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but because very few stations have left the Mickey Mouse house once they get in there. But it happened in Birmingham, and Dale Hamm was back just, last year, Dale, to update the collection from 850 in Birmingham.
Visit our website at www.ccbama.org.
You're listening to WDJC Birmingham. This is Family News in Focus. I'm Bob Dittmer.
Real nice, Dale. Thank you very much, sir. And that brings us up to date in Birmingham, so we move next to the west, into Mississippi at 850 on the AM dial.
Country is WQST AM 4 Sport. Scott County's home. News, weather, and continuous country from yesterday and today. 850 Country News.
From the Mississippi Network, I'm Guy Austin.
Nice call letters. You know, I wonder if a ham radio operator owned that station when it was started, or back 10, 15, 20 years ago. QST, by the way, is the international Q code for calling all amateur radio operators. I know they were WMAG when I first heard about them about 30 years ago. But be that as it may, we've got to move along to the north to tune into a kind of a neat religious teaching station, again in Mississippi.
Here's the Kingdom Heirs I'm Abiding in Jesus. 155 WLRC, Walnut, Mississippi.
When the old devil comes snooping around, trying to get you down, when he tries to take your smile away and turn it into a frown.
That's a rather pleasant sound, don't you think? Good for them, doggone it. But now we're going to take a giant step by going up into Kentucky and driving its entire width from west to east, and then going through Tennessee and doing almost the same thing from west to east, just to camp down in Knoxville. Now, we're going to spend a few minutes on today's travelogue in Knoxville, because apparently the operators of the 850 stations there have only stayed a short time. Let's go back to 1972. This is the 50,000-watt 850 voice.
150,000 watts of power. This is WIBK, AM and FM, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well, I got news. Their transmitter is licensed for 50,000 watts, and of course, with a directional pattern, what they're doing is claiming that they have the equivalent of 150,000 watts, but don't ever let an ID like that throw you. Oh, boy. But by 1996, Linda and I were traveling all around, and we picked up this ID in Knoxville.
This is
the all-new AM 850. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, we'll check national news, local news, business, and sports on the all-new AM 850.
WUTK Knoxville. All news in the morning. Dr. Laura and Dr. Dina Dell all afternoon. AM 850. News when you want it.
Network News. I'm Tim McGuire. Democrats are meeting in convention in Chicago, the party delegates holding nominating sessions for many of the convention functionaries.
I wonder if that was during the Knoxville NRC convention. Gosh, it's easy to lose track of these great get-togethers every Labor Day. And by the way, I hope you can make the one in Batavia, New York this year. Labor Day, first part of September. Now, when Linda and I revisited Knoxville in 1991, this is what we heard at 8:50 on the dial.
And the dumbest jokes on the radio. The Walker Johnson Show, weekday 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WKBL.
See it tonight, read about it tomorrow, or hear it now. Talk Radio 850 and 1140.
WLOD Loud.
WKBL, Knoxville.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn.
And if you were paying attention, you heard the Loudon ID sneaking in there, too. Well, okay, let's continue on our northerly trek at this time, all the way up into northern Ohio. We're going to start with one of my favorite ID jingles. I recorded this in Cleveland during my working days back in the early 1970s.
The living sound, WJW, Cleveland.
Isn't that great? And I was still pleased with them when they changed to an updated, sort of a modified Music of Your Life program format with the old big bands. But then they changed their call letters.
AM Stereo 850 WRMR Cleveland.
And of course, that's all we give you because we didn't like them to change call letters. No, actually, that's all I have right at the moment of them. But then, once again, they changed to an all-sports format and new call letters. Even mild-mannered Fred Bobey got upset about. You see, these call letters really belong in a little town just south of Detroit.
Weekend. All that and more is coming up on the final hour of game day. That's next here on ESPN Radio.
Your radio home for NASCAR. Sports Talk 850 WKNR Cleveland.
John Stasio with the Cleveland Indians this year came back from a 12-run deficit to win a game.
Okay. WKNR, as everybody knows, belongs over in Michigan, where Fred Vobey used to be one of the, I guess, the chief engineer of WKNR one time, just south of Detroit. Oh, dear. And if we move over to northern Illinois, we're going to find another station broadcasting at 850. And here's how they sounded during an emergency broadcast in 1978.
WIVS, 850 AM from Crystal Lake, Illinois. Trying to help you out on what's turned into a rather rugged Thursday. Thursday, January 26th, 1978.
We are exercising our privilege of crisis emergency broadcast hours here on WIVS in Crystal Lake to give you information to help you try to find out what's going on.
We'll be able to get some blankets to Oak Industries this evening.
Hello?
Hi, it's 2 minutes after 10 o'clock. This is WIVS in Crystal Lake, Illinois. You're on the air.
Well, that's good radio. And even to make things better for them, Mark Stricker taped this next ID. Yeah, this would have been in the middle 1980s.
It's 10:03 at the station that plays the best oldies.
850 WAIT, Crystal Lake.
And some of you will recall that the WAIT call letters had migrated from Chicago just shortly before that. Well, let's see if we can sneak in one more station in this month's edition. We'll go up to the most westerly port of the Atlantic Ocean freight shipping lanes.
WWJC Duluth, the station you can turn to for information and inspiration.
CBN Radio News, I'm Don Wayne. Military convoys are rolling through the streets of South Florida looking to set up huge Army mess halls.
No, I know what you're thinking. You're making fun of Florida. You be very, very careful. That was the Army coming down here to pitch in because of Hurricane Andrew, 5-10 years ago, remember? Oh, boy. Well, that's a wrap on today's travelogue. You know, we still have some 20 stations to bring you at 8:50 on the dial as we move across the westerly half of the country. This is a fun frequency to hear, I think. Oh, and speaking of a fun thing to hear, Even though he put KNBR in Oakland, California, last month on the audio service, here's Mark Nuremberger.
Mark Nuremberger here with part two of our DX Audio Service Clear Channel band scan from Torrey, Utah, South Central Utah, just outside Capitol Reef National Park. Let's see, we were about halfway through our Clear Channel band scan to see what it sounded like in April 2002. Let's pick up where we left off with the rest of the former Clears, the 1A and 1B channels, to see what they sounded like on this mid-April night in 2002. Let's try 1,000.
Este domingo, la rancherita estará regalando camisetas de los aferrados de Zacatecas.
All right, self-explanatory. 1020.
To accept the fact that Israel is here,
Roswell, New Mexico.
And they are willing to settle for a Palestinian state on the territory I just outlined.
That is, in fact, a major lobe right directly into our loop here in Torrey, Utah. 1030.
Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has it. And to find out more about it,
see who we have here. Any guesses?
Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee is a trustworthy company, so they'll be there when you need them.
Well, of course, this will be Casper, Wyoming.
371-3114, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Want to know what your credit history looks
Casper,
like?
Casper, Wyoming. This is one of those stations where I am now, which verifies the efficacy of the FCC's adding new stations in the West. 1030 would not have been much use out here from Boston on most nights. But adding Casper as a secondary station on 1030 has really helped coverage in this part of the country. Let's go to 1040.
Store that information on your hard drive.
Priceline.com. I think, therefore I say.
Thanks for being part of my weeknight on News Radio 1040 WHO.
All right, we know what that is, obviously. And we'll jump to 1060 from WHO. This is the Deuce in Phoenix. One of those stations that mysteriously seems to have, I don't know, more power than you might expect, quote unquote, wink, wink, at night. All right, let's go to 1070. And that, of course, is KNX.
Reporting from the PATH Center, Michael Ambrosini, KNX 1070.
KNX News Time, 8:45, 55 degrees, partly cloudy in Hollywood. The Lakers and the Timberwolves have reached halftime at Staples Center. Steve Grad is here with an update.
All right, Mark Nuremberger here on a April night, spring 2002, and we're in Torrey, Utah, just outside the Capitol Reef National Park, dialing the clear channels just to see what it sounds like on this April night. And this is the sound we're hearing. Here's 1080. Now we'd expect Dallas here, and maybe we can do Dallas if we aim the antenna right.
Exaggerated in importance, success in life, and success in life.
We're also hearing a beat from a station to the south.
Whatever component you wish to look at.
That is off frequency just a little bit by the amount of that beat that you hear. Hear that in there? My guess at that is a couple of hundred hertz.
800-225.
This is KRLD.
8584.
Dallas.
225-8584. Let's go to your calls on a cell phone in St. Paul, Minnesota. Is Jeff? Hello, Jeff, on the Patriot. Hi.
Hi, this is
okay.
Jeff.
Yes, I established
St. Paul, right. Minnesota, to Dallas, to Torrey, Utah. Only in radio. Let's try 1090. 1090 has a blowtorch from Mexico along the coast. And that, of course, we all know is Rosarita. Let's see what else we can do on 1090. We might be able to bring in a little rock.
And this is Behind the News. Your calls when we return, 800-449-8255.
1090 has been a 1B channel for a long time.
It once was dominated by Baltimore, Little Rock, and Rosarita. And now there are stations in Aurora, Colorado, Baltimore, Michigan, KBOZ in Bozeman, Plainview, Texas, Seattle. Let's go to 1100. Now this should be Cleveland, Grand Junction, and San Francisco, all together in one happy family.
Sweet.
And I think by moving the antenna just right, I can probably null out Grand Junction in favor of San Francisco. But what's the point? The point is that WTAM is destroyed out here. 1110 KFAB, there should be no contest on this one. As soon as we get it tuned in and the loop pointed right.
Not if you use Allegiant Health. Primary care or specialist, male or female, location, physicians that offer evening or weekend.
All right, 1120.
A white marble at the end of a long ancient corridor in Florence, Italy.
There's a station in Roy, Utah, and that station actually does push its signal in our direction at night, protecting St. Louis and pumping it north and south. And I think that's what we're hearing here is Roy, Utah, a Christian station.
Walk down a long corridor, and along the way, maybe you've been there and you've seen it, there are some of the works of Michelangelo.
So no more St. Louis on 1120 out here. 1130. I'm not even going to try. 1140, North Las Vegas, and a million other players. Let's see, who should we expect here? We heard him say Nevada Broadcasting. That's Las Vegas. And that's not a surprise as I look at the night pattern book. 1160.
Hi, I'm Lynette Jennings. If your bed's over 6 years old, it may need replacement. Why?
Because recent sleep patterns
and actually,
have created a brand new class.
Hear that skywave in there? We are probably right at the edge of the interference zone for KSL, where ground wave and sky wave start mixing together. And we're hearing somebody else mixing in there. That's amazing. 1170. Should be no problem copying Tulsa.
Well, the first store at Gray Horse was started in 1884. And after the village was made a sub-agency, it became an important place not only for trade and government business, but also for general meetings of the village.
When their signal comes directly at us. 1180.
Can I request a song?
Well, there you are, on 1180. Well, we got KPHN Kansas City, KVCU Boulder, KVSV in Beloit, Kansas, as well as the usual gang of Skywave bandits here on 1190 tonight. That's another one gone. 1200 WOAI in San Antonio. And that's amazing. That thing should be just lighting up every LED in sight here. Instead of that, we're having trouble with it tonight. Mercy me. Who'd have think it? Well, there it is, for better or worse. That's what's on 1200 on this April night in Torrey, Utah. I think we're just in a skyway fade. It'll come back. All right, 1210. Well, Guymon, Oklahoma is pouring some stuff up here, but not enough to overcome completely Washington, Utah. Another station that's in the tank here. 1500. More visit GoldElcoSpeedway.com. God love him. KSTP. All right, that's pretty much always there, isn't it, at night on 1500, where we are at least. Let's try 1510. It should be Phoenix.
Phoenix, three passengers traveling by bus from Phoenix to Vegas stopped a man who was trying to hijack their bus.
That's the 1510 channel in Phoenix, which is, maybe 100 watts at night, but mysteriously seem to blanket the west at night. 1520 Oklahoma City. This should be no doubt.
Our country will prosper. If we abide by
we're playing preacher tapes
birth,
tonight.
But if we and our posterity bury our glory,
you can come here only one way.
Here's 1530. Should be Sacramento, but
only see one way.
Interestingly enough, on this one, twisting the loop is not doing me much good. In other words, the sky wave is coming from enough different directions that I can't pick anything out. So we can call this by the book here, Sacramento, as well, probably, as a station in Harlingen, Texas. And there may even be some Colorado Springs interference here. Let me see if I can bring that up a little bit. Well, another channel gone. 1540. South of the border, there's a station in Villa de Ceres, Sonora, Mexico, but there's also a station in Phoenix on 1540 at night, and I think we can hear that in there if we turn this loop just right. There it is. And finally, 1560.
Congress, the U.S. should be doing more to stop the spread of AIDS around the world. He's talked to a Senate panel saying no country has more money than the U.S.
Well, again, we have two signals.
And the government is spending some of the dough to stop what he calls the worst epidemic in history.
59. News when you want it.
She's very important in Canada.
There was probably nothing.
I can ace this antenna in to bring up Bakersfield.
Away. The characteristic tilt of her head.
The place to be when you want to know. The news station.
We'll update the top stories.
Let's see
like
if they do an ID here.
Coup in Venezuela. Doug Whiteman asked, what are you going to do with your tax?
We ought to have at least one legal ID here during our band scan tonight, wouldn't you think? So I'm not doing all the guessing. And of course, no legal ID at 9 o'clock Mountain Daylight Time. Sorry about that, but I think this is Bakersfield. And that's our so-called Clear Channel band scan for this April night in 2002. We're in Torrey, Utah, just outside Capitol Reef National Park, with our Sony 2010 and our Kiwa Loop. And it was an abbreviated band scan, I know, and we just jumped around from channel to channel and guessed at a few, but we had the aid of the NRC radio log and the NRC night pattern book, and so I think we're probably pretty accurate. My name is Mark Dernberger. We're on the air here once a month as part of the DX Audio Service. Till we meet again, good listening, DXers.
National Radio Club.
The 2004 National Radio Club Convention is going to be coming up very soon. You might wonder where it's going to be. Well, it's going to be in Batavia, New York, which is halfway between Buffalo and Rochester, New York. And through the technology of telephony, which we have on hand, we have a rather good-sounding Scott Feibusch, who is going to tell us a little bit about the convention. Well, Scott, I understand that there's some talk that the convention date might be moved up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That is indeed looking like a pretty good possibility. And in fact, by the time this tape arrives in your mailbox, we may just know for sure. Because Labor Day is so late this year, it falls, I believe, September 6th is Labor Day itself. We're looking at moving the convention up and starting it on Thursday, August 26th. And, yeah, I did just say Thursday, didn't I?
Yeah, what's with the Thursday date?
The idea behind Thursday, and this worked very well when we did the Worldwide TV FMDX Association convention up here last year, is to take the convention across the border. We're right next to the Canadian border. A lot of people have heard stations from Toronto, and this will be an opportunity to see some stations up in Toronto. We're not sure exactly which ones yet, but I hear a certain station at 740 on the dial is a distinct possibility.
Well, I hope that somebody else will be our chum up there.
Just might be. You never know.
Tell us what else is going on.
What else? On Friday, the plan is to go to Buffalo and see the legendary KB1520 and its transmitter site, and possibly also WBEN as well while we're at it. Then Friday night, the plan is to go over to Jim Renfrew's house, which is just up the road from our convention location in Batavia, New York, and to do a receiver and tuner shootout. If you've ever wanted to get a close-up look at just how a beverage on ground works, or a long wire, or a loop, this will be the place to do it, not to mention to try out some neat receivers. And then on Saturday, we'll go over to Rochester and see some Rochester stations. And then Saturday night will be the banquet and the auction and the keynote speech, which we're still working on. And then Sunday will be the world-famous travelogue recording session and the DX quiz. And then Sunday afternoon, for those who are able to stick around, we're going to try to go to the Antique Wireless Association Museum, which is right near Rochester in Bloomfield, New York, and is not to be missed.
And I understand that we've talked about the convention in Rochester, but it's actually going to be in another city.
The convention hotel will actually be in Batavia, New York, which is about halfway between Rochester and Buffalo. It has access directly by Greyhound bus, or you can fly into Rochester or Buffalo, or take the bus into Rochester or Buffalo, or take the train into Rochester or Buffalo, and it's only about a 45-minute drive from any of those locations, and we have folks who can drive you back and forth. And Batavia itself is right off the New York Thruway and very, very easy to get to by road.
Any idea as far as a convention registration fee or anything else?
Still working on that. It should be pretty much in line with where we've been in past years, though. I don't expect it to differ by more than a few dollars either way.
Thanks, Scott. And I should mention that we need some input from the membership as to the possibility of either keeping the convention date always on Labor Day, moving it up a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, whatever. Anyone who would like to comment, please comment by the 5th of the month. And that means you have to have the information to me by the 5th of the month and not just mailed by the 5th of the month. Send it to me here in a card or letter, an email, or maybe even just a telephone call and let me know what date would work the best for you, and give me a reason why. I know this was started because it seems that every time we have a convention on Labor Day, a lot of the schools start about a week before Labor Day, and that means that families can't attend. So we'd like to hear from you. Please comment by the 5th, and we'll take all the information and forward it on to Ken Chatterton. It seems that just 30 days ago, I reported the death of two National Radio Club members here on the magazine, and it seems like we're having some bad luck, as I have another one to report at this time. Eric Conchi died on February 1st, according to word just received by his mother in Tweed, Ontario. No word on the cause of death, but inasmuch as Eric did not send in a contest column for January, Paul Swearingen said he would assume some kind of illness. From his website, Eric was single and in his 40s and served as vice president of the board of directors of a local medical center. Paul Swearingen is going to be trying to put the contests program back together, and we hope to have an announcement on our next edition of the DX Audio Service about that. With that, let's flip over to Side 2 for more of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 2004.
Your attention, please. Will the owner of this edition of the DX Audio Service please flip the tape to Side 2?
Mr. John Perry.